What's happening in Adelaide?
Well, in Adelaide at the moment, they've actually just had some rain and the dams are now topped up. But the dams only have enough water for another year, and water is really at critical levels in Adelaide and indeed in South Australia. South Australia lies at the southern end of the Murray-Darling River system, which is some 2,700 kilometres long. And before the water gets to them, there's all these rice growers and cotton growers sucking the system dry so that the poor old people of Adelaide and South Australia are kind of left with barely a trickle.
How many people could become reliant on bottled water?
Well, by next week, there could be about 30,000 people in some 11 townships, rural townships, east of Adelaide. If salinity levels were to become so serious to threaten Adelaide, well, you're talking about something like 1.3 million people. But it's not quite that bad yet for Adelaide, though water authorities are warning that Adelaide only has another year of drinking water left.
I mean, this would cost a fortune to supply that number of people with bottled water.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I don't know how much it would cost, because it's a bit like asking how long is a piece of string. The town's mayors do not know how long this situation could go on for. They're kind of expecting maybe next week the emergency procedures will kick in, but after that, who knows how long it will last for. It could go on for days, it could go on for weeks or months.
And do people have faith in the authorities to take the measures necessary to keep people supplied with water?
I don't think so. The mayor talked about a rising levels of anger in the town. Now, for years, decades in fact, this has been coming, and people have known about the river being overused, but governments have been extremely slow to act. So in the meantime, people have lived with a bit of a schizophrenic attitude to the river. On the one hand, you have people thinking, well, while ever there are flows in there, I will just take what I consider to be mine. At the same time, knowing the river was falling into deeper and deeper trouble. So now, you have people who really are living with the prospect of not having drinkable water in their house, and people are starting to become quite angry. So I don't know that they do have that much faith in the government authorities. And in fact, the South Australian Water Minister is in deep trouble, even though she's from the Conservative Rural Party. So normally, someone who would have the support of the constituents in rural areas, they're so angry with the way the government has mishandled water, there's speculation she'll lose her seat at the next election.
Has global warming played any part in this water shortage?
Well, I guess you could say yes, but it's kind of like how long's a piece of string. Here in Australia, we also have this other strange weather system going on called the El Nino effect, which is produced by changes in land and water temperature. And we are in the sixth year of, when I say we, in Adelaide, they are in the sixth year of the worst drought on record. So that's in, 115 years of record keeping of temperature charts. So yes, it possibly is global warming. It's also that we're in a particularly bad drought period. It's partly El Nino. But more than anything, it is overuse of the water system. It's taking too much water out.